KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Now that Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal has been certified, President Obama has acted to lift U.S. sanctions. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president's actions not only unfreeze assets and remove restrictions on Iran's banking and energy sectors, they suspend measures targeting some 400 individual Iranians thought to be involved with the nuclear program or other illicit activities. However, officials stress some 200 other Iranians remain on the sanctions list because of involvement with terrorism, human rights abuses, or other activities.
The Iranian government has released four dual national prisoners in exchange for Iranians held or charged in the U.S. U.S. officials say a fifth American detained in Iran was released in a move unrelated to that swap. AP correspondent Ali Akbar Durrani reports the prisoner released will boost the Iranian president's standing in Iran ahead of upcoming elections.
Today's release indicates that President Rouhani's policy of moderation and interaction with the outside world is working. And these diplomatic victories are coming just ahead of the crucial parliamentary elections.
Senior diplomats from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea say they have agreed on working toward a strong response in the U.N. Security Council to North Korea's recent nuclear test. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken stresses the need for a strong response in the Security Council to North Korea's recent nuclear test following that meeting with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Tokyo.
We have made it repeatedly clear that we remain open to dialogue, but we need to judge North Korea by its actions, not its words. And its actions are moving in exactly the opposite direction.
This is AP Radio News. An ex-prosecutor is expected to testify that he promised that Bill Cosby would never be charged in a Pennsylvania sexual assault complaint, but a judge must decide if that constitutes an immunity deal. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Former District Attorney Bruce Castor will be a key defense witness at a February 2nd hearing to determine if the case against Bill Cosby is thrown out. The defense argues prosecutors who arrested Cosby unfairly used his deposition testimony from the accuser's 2005 lawsuit against him. Castor supports their position, but current District Attorney Kevin Steele says there's no evidence of a signed immunity agreement. The deposition shows Cosby testifying he gave Andrea Constant wine and pills before performing a sex act. He calls it consensual. She says it was not. I'm Julie Walker.
In the NFL, New England beat Kansas City. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.